Today, we will read John chapter 1, verses 29 through 51. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word today, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, teach us. Help us to see you clearly and to know what it is that we are to do, how to follow you, how to be more like you. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen. John chapter 1, verses 29 through 51. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." All right. In today's reading, we hear John testifying about Jesus, and we see some of his first followers. Let's begin by looking at John. John the Baptist, again, was a prophet that God sent in order to prepare for the coming of Jesus. His job was to go out and begin to get the hearts of the people ready to listen and hear the message that Jesus would bring. His job was to point the way to Jesus and prepare so that when Jesus came, the people were ready to hear his message and follow him. Now it's interesting that twice in this chapter, John says, "Look, the Lamb of God." In the very first verse we saw today, John says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." What does this mean, the Lamb of God? Why did John the Baptist call Jesus a lamb? Well, it's very important that to understand this, we go back to the Old Testament, the time, the writing in the books before Jesus. If you go all the way back to the beginning, to creation, God made Adam and Eve, and he put them in a perfect garden, and he gave them one rule: do not eat the fruit from that tree. But they were lied to by Satan, and they chose to disobey God, and so they ate, and they were kicked out of their perfect garden. They realized that they were naked, and they were ashamed of what they had done. They were separated from God, but, and here is where it begins, God took an animal, he killed that animal, and used the skin of that animal to cover their nakedness, to cover their shame. And so, throughout the Old Testament, you see God commanding and using animal sacrifices to cover and pay for sin. But the Bible teaches that animals were never good enough. And so, Jesus came and died on the cross as our sacrifice. Throughout the Old Testament, usually it was a lamb that was used, a sheep, a lamb, perfect, spotless, without blemish, no problems. The lamb was used to cover the sins of the people. And so that is why Jesus came. And even at the very beginning, John understood why Jesus was there. He said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That was his mission. And so John understood that, and he called him the Lamb of God. He is the one who came to die in our place. Now, other things that we see here. We see John giving testimony that the Spirit came down from heaven. In other places, we hear that there's also a voice. Christians believe that there is only one God, but that somehow, and I don't understand this, I can't explain it, but it makes sense when I read the Bible, that somehow there is one God, but he is three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so here we see those three when Jesus was baptized. The Father is the voice from heaven. The Holy Spirit comes down on him and rests on him. And John says that Jesus will baptize in the Holy Spirit. When we become believers and follow Jesus, we are baptized in his Spirit. He comes and he fills us, he covers us with the Holy Spirit. Now, next we see John's disciples who followed Jesus. That there were people who were following John, listening to John's teaching. And then Jesus comes along and John says, "This is the one I have been talking about." And they leave John to follow Jesus. I think this is important, that for us, as people, as I teach other people, I need to remember that, like John, my goal is not to have them follow me, but to send them to follow Jesus. Next, we see what happens next. And Andrew, one of the ones who follows Jesus, goes and finds his brother. And we see that twice in today's reading. Andrew finds his brother Simon Peter, and Philip finds his brother Nathanael. And so we see these people following Jesus and then going and telling others about him. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us, when we follow Jesus, we are then to go and tell others about Jesus. Not keep it to ourselves. God wants us to tell others the story of Jesus. Who are you telling? Who have you found to tell about Jesus and bring to him? I pray that you would share his word with someone else today. Lord, I pray that today you would help us. Help us to understand that you are the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. Help us to trust you and you alone to take away our sins. And then show us who is it that you would have us go and tell, that we can bring them to follow you also. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.